Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. For Coast Radio News, I'm George Henry. Two more COVID-19 cases have arisen in Florence. The count is now at 105, and according to Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health, the numbers are concerning because they're not the result of a group or social gathering.
It's been more difficult recently for us to really trace back some of these cases. And what we're seeing is two or three cases here in one household, two or three cases over here, and those households don't know each other.
Davis also said the last spike was likely part of family holiday gatherings, and he sees the likelihood of the numbers continuing to increase in the upcoming days and weeks. Davis also confirmed the social gathering the previous week that was responsible for sending three people to the hospital was part of a Bible study group. He says that most communities, including Florence, are experiencing COVID fatigue and are taking more chances, something he says is dangerous and potentially deadly and impacted by the current state of affairs.
It's that they have a disagreement with the level of severity that COVID presents. They don't fundamentally or ideologically agree.
Davis says that even with vaccines, the way to make sure the virus is contained is with daily vigilance and following the safety protocols. Last night, the city council meeting saw the induction of two new councilors, Sally Wants and Bill Meyer. And after their and Mayor Henry's oath of office, the new council got down to business with discussing the process of choosing a replacement for the vacant council seat. Councilor Sally Wants spoke to the process of a majority vote and voiced her opinion that a unanimous vote would be something she would like to see when it comes to selecting the next individual.
I suggest it's in the best interest of this new council, the four of us, as we begin our lives together, that there be 100% consensus of who we select.
Wants even put forth the idea that the city charter could be changed to require a consensus, but that, according to Councilor Woody Woodbury, could potentially be a long, drawn-out process. All councilors and Mayor Henry agreed that a unanimous decision would be desirable, but not necessarily expedient. The process of vetting candidates should begin immediately, with hopes of a possible vote through a special meeting on January 11th. There were 728 new cases of the COVID-19 reported yesterday by the Oregon Health Authority, with 62 of those cases coming from Lane County. Six new deaths were also confirmed, with one being an 83-year-old woman from Lane County. To date, Lane County has 7,229 cases, and there are 28 people currently hospitalized. The state also reported that there has been a total of 51,275 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine administered statewide. According to Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health, the protocols on how and who gets the vaccine could potentially change after a meeting with state health officials today. Current plans are for primary care physicians to receive the vaccine next. The rollout of the vaccine has been relatively slow in the state, with about one quarter of the available doses having been administered to date. The Oregon Youth Authority, which operates Camp Florence, is currently looking for a full-time group life coordinator who would be responsible for supervising youth at the camp. Qualified candidates must be at least 21 years old and can visit oregon.gov/OYA for more information or to apply. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 5th, 2021.